Hello and welcome back to the Cup of Jane podcast. I hope you guys have been having a great week so far, or I guess a great weekend since this is coming out on a Monday. I'm recording on a Friday, so we're kind of on like opposite ends of the week, I guess. Grant and I have had a very exciting week because this was like the week of furniture, so we finally got a nightstand, we got a new TV media stand, and we sold our old one. It was really cute and we liked it, but all of the other wood in our apartment is like a dark wood. Well, in our living room, not our apartment. And then we just had this like mid-century modern TV stand, and it just looked so bizarre in that room. So we got a new one and we moved our desk. We just bought a bookshelf. It's been the week of furniture for us. And I think next on our list is really getting some decorations because we have a few things up on the wall, but guys, getting an apartment together is just, it's exhausting. I tried to think of a better word, but it is just like one thing after the next. We moved here and all of a sudden you realize you forgot this and that and you need to buy this. So it is expensive and exhausting, but it's been a lot of fun. And this has been such a good time for us to have like a big project to work on, you know? So it's been great. This week's episode is going to start off a little fitnessy, but I think it's a message that a lot of us can hold on to. We're going to be talking a lot about the like hustle culture, but I really think that it's so prevalent in the fitness industry and just the way gyms and a lot of like trainers and group fitness classes, the way that they work is they make a lot of money off of people using them more frequently. So like I understand the marketing tactic behind it, but I think it does promote some kind of hustle culture. So the specific quote that I'm talking about is probably something that you've seen before. It says, "The worst workout is the one you don't do." And if you haven't seen that, you've probably seen "no days off" or "never skip a leg day." So the idea there is that to be successful, you have to go hard every single day. And that is just a load of crap, to be honest. Just to keep it cut and dry, that's crap. So to start off, and I'm totally stealing this from Jordan Syatt, I think that's his name. He's on Instagram and he's amazing. I will tag his stuff, I guess, on my podcast page. And if you're into fitness, you should follow him because he's just super blunt and very smart and funny and just an enjoyable person to follow on Instagram. So he has this quote. Oh, let me find it. Actually, I'll read you the whole thing. Gotta switch Instagram accounts in my saved. Okay, here he is. He actually has two tweets that are so funny. Okay, so the first one is, "If your gas tank was empty and you only had cash to fill a quarter tank, you wouldn't keep it empty just because you couldn't fill it all the way up. The same goes for working out. Can't do an hour? Cool, do 15 minutes. Something is always better than nothing. Always." And then he has this tweet, which I saved because I just thought it was so funny side by side when I guess this is more about like when people say like food is fuel. But it says, "Imagine your body is a car. You should only fuel it with dot, dot, dot. Me, my body isn't a fucking car, Brenda. Stop making that comparison. If I want some fucking pepperoni pizza, I'm going to eat some pepperoni pizza." I had to share that with you because I just thought those were really funny side by side since he's comparing you to a car. And then, yeah. Okay. Anyway, you guys get it. So that first one is just such a good way to think about consistency because that is consistency. So just to keep the math simple, let's just say your body or car holds about 10 gallons of gas. Okay. So if you have the space to fill up 10 gallons, fill it up and think of those filling it up as like your workout. Okay. So like, go ahead, fill it up, go hard. But if you're so filled up and like work was stressful, you're on your period, like whatever the thing is, and you only have 1 gallon, you wouldn't put 10 gallons of gas in your car because it wouldn't fit, you know? So I don't know anything about cars, but I feel like something bad would happen. Yeah. And at the very least, you'd be wasting a lot of time and a lot of money. So the same goes for fitness, but really goes for everything. You don't want to overfill yourself because you're trying to fit things into something or fit things into your schedule or life or mental capacity that just don't fit. So if you don't have space for something, it's okay to just do a little or just take a break. I feel like I am a hustle culture survivor. In college, I literally took 24 credit hours for 3 years straight. And that was on top of like out of school activities. Like I had rehearsal for shows and I headed up a club for 2 years. And just looking back on it, I'm like, why did I feel the need to fill up my plate just so much? So I don't think this concept is like anything new or revolutionary. I think a lot of people, especially nowadays, are talking about hustle culture. I think we all know that hustle culture can definitely be toxic. But if you still find yourself kind of being stuck in this hustle culture, what's really helped me is to just think about why I am so addicted to working. So I think there's a few big reasons. And first of all, I think it's majorly romanticized in the media. I think, you know, the common saying, work hard, play hard, characters who work all the time and after no years of rest become super successful. I think we see that in a lot of like athlete movies, you know, like somebody really wants to become good at something, so they practice all day, every day for years, you know, they just train all the time, no breaks, and then they become really successful. And then also like in movies, when people work really hard at work, and there's a difference between like working hard and overworking, but people get rewarded for working so long, like just working so many hours, and not even necessarily with like a promotion or anything like that, but you just get the comment of like, oh yeah, they're a really hard worker. They work really hard. And it's not necessarily that they're doing any better work or anything like that. It's just when you see someone working all the time, you immediately think they work really hard. So the second big thing is that I feel like work from home makes it so hard to break up your work day with like your I'm home and chillin' day. So I'm subscribed to this thing called The Morning Brew, and it's exactly what it sounds like. If you Google it, you can subscribe to their news page, and I love it so much because you just get it emailed to your inbox every morning. It's just the basic news, and you can just like feel it, and you can feel informed without being like over saturated with the news, I guess. I know before I moved to New York, I was living at home and I didn't really have any friends in Raleigh. Raleigh, North Carolina. That's where I used to live. I didn't really have any friends in Raleigh. I worked by myself. I was like the only person at my job. So I had a lot of time. I had a lot of time to just be absorbed by the news. I don't know why that was like how I passed my time, but I used to just read the news so much. And the news is scary. Like nothing made me more anxious than reading the news all the time. And I think it's so important to stay informed, but you also just need to figure out your boundaries and how much of that you can actually consume without letting it, like me, overtake your anxiety. And then you're driving down the street and all you can think about is the 4 car crashes you read about and how just all this horrible stuff is happening in the world. So that's why I like Morning Brew, because it keeps it very simple. I feel informed. I feel like I know what's going on, but I don't feel like I'm just so engulfed. For me, that's just not great to read too much of, just because my anxiety really does just get so bad. Yeah. Oh, so the whole reason I was on this topic. So on the Morning Brew, they talked about companies are seeing 60% more productivity at home. And I just have this feeling after some of my clients work 9-to-5 jobs. So we talk about work, you know, and how they're feeling mentally, and because all that stuff is connected with your fitness. And they're all saying the same things, where it's like, I have a really hard time starting at 9 and ending at 5 because I'm in my office and I sleep in my office and I eat dinner in my office and I'm home all the time, especially in New York, because the apartments really are so small. So unless you have a separate work room, you're probably working in your living room or bedroom and you're just surrounded with work all day, even when you want to like quote unquote go home. I really think that that's mostly just because Americans feel the need culturally to be working all the time. We work so hard, and a 40-hour work week, we don't stop at a 40-hour work week. I think it's Elon Musk who has this quote where he's like, anyone who wants to get something done can't be done in a 40-hour work week. So that's just kind of the world we live in. And especially with work from home, where no one is telling you to go home at 5. You cannot cook dinner and be at work. Like, right now, we just have the ability to do all of that. And it's really hard to break up the setting. So I think that setting the scene is very important here. I know Grant like works, like when he trains at the desk that we have, because unless we're working or unless we're doing work, we're not really sitting at the desk. So that's a very simple way to just kind of break that up. Personally, I work in our room a lot of the times. Like I train in here and I film in here and everything. And I try to like lay out my yoga mat and get some, like I play the same playlist every time, just kind of set the mood in a way that makes it feel like I'm at work right now, you know? That way, when all that stuff goes away, it just frees up the space a little bit. I think another thing you could do if you are working at a desk is try to clean up your desk at the end of every quote unquote workday. So at 5 or whatever time you stop, just take a few minutes and clean up your desk, put all your stuff away, turn off your computer. And it takes a lot of discipline, I think, because we just feel like we always have to keep working. At the end of the day, it can end up doing a little bit more harm than good. So the third reason I feel like we are addicted to hustle culture is that companies encourage people to work harder, but not always smarter, you know? So I had a job where they straight up said that the more time you spend here working, the more you'll be rewarded. That doesn't really encourage people to take breaks or take days off or anything like that. It felt like, and my school was kind of like this too, where you were super encouraged to take every opportunity to do everything, to be here all the time, to be the first person who gets there and the last person who leaves for every single thing that you do. And it's rare that I've ever heard a job or at school ever heard someone tell me to complete a task smartly without working super hard. So I feel like when there is something where you could do like you could do it with ease or with like just less effort, I feel like it's known as tricks of the trade, and it's normally, it's like somebody at the job who teaches you, or even like an upperclassman who teaches you that like you can BCC a bunch of people in this email and then you don't have to type out 5 emails. Just like little stuff like that where, like I said, I feel like they're more like tricks of the trade and not something that necessarily like companies or schools teach you. And I really don't feel like, sometimes it is, but I don't feel like all the time it is like cutting corners or anything like that. I think it's just staying busy. I feel like we are just so addicted to staying busy all the time instead of really getting the important work done and then taking a break. So, and the last reason, and I feel like this is a little bit more of an uncomfy topic for some of us, including me, is that if you're like me and you deal with anxiety or unnecessary guilt about things, working all the time makes it very easy to sweep that under the rug, to just compartmentalize everything. I'll deal with that later. I've got a job to do, so I have to focus on this, and I'll come back to that at a time that's more convenient for me. So when you have so much going on and you quote unquote don't have time to do the real mental work, your mental health is just going to fall. I mean, it like snowballs and it just gets worse and worse and worse and worse until eventually you crash, you know? So mental health is not a priority when you're working all the time, because I feel like, because we think we won't be rewarded for it, or we don't want to face that thing, or we don't want to do the hard mental work. So we just kind of ignore it. But I don't know. I mean, we're not rewarded for doing the work on our mental health. We're not. You know, I mean, you might feel more fulfilled, but in a like tangible way, you're not rewarded by money or promotions or recognition and all the things that corporate America and the fitness industry really, really push. Instead, it is, you know, just something that you can recognize. It's something for you. But we do, as humans, feel the need to have external validation, you know, not only from our peers, but from the people that we work for and Instagram and all those things. You know, we're always seeking external validation. But you will be extremely rewarded for facing those thoughts and feelings that you are avoiding. You'll be rewarded by yourself, and you're just going to feel so much better in life. And I feel like I'm saying this as if I mastered it, and I absolutely have not. It's just something that I've really noticed in myself, is that I do kind of push these things, these thoughts aside, and just bringing them to the surface and really facing them has made me a more productive worker, I guess, because I don't have all of these things that I'm trying to avoid. So I don't feel the need to stay busy all the time. I can do the work, work smart, not have to work all the time, and then go out and have fun and not feel stressed or guilty that I'm not working. And I think just something else on that is, when you're busy all the time, the quality of work really goes down. So hustle culture really promotes working all the time and like checking things off your to-do list. And I mean, they even sell like mugs and t-shirts, and like you go through the TJ Maxx home section and there's so much just hustle culture like propaganda there. You know, I mean, if you go through and there's mugs that, I'm literally going to Pinterest. Hold on. I want to find some examples of this. So there's just some that just say, I'm a workaholic, workaholic, part-time workaholic, work hard, stay humble, eat, sleep, work. My boss thinks I'm kind of a big deal. Yeah. I mean, there's just, you can scroll. There's just so many of these. People are just addicted to working. And when you do that, when you stay busy all the time, the quality of what you're doing can really go down, because you just want to mark the next thing off on your checklist. And we're so addicted to having such a big to-do list and then checking all those things off that I don't think we're really paying a lot of attention to the work that we're putting out there. So like, how was the quality of the project that you're working on? How was your form at the gym? Instead of trying to really just crush out, you know, like a 3 hour, which I know that's an exaggeration, but there are people who do it, a 3 hour gym sesh. If you only have 20 minutes, why not just go and like do a warm up for 5 minutes, go through like a dumbbells only workout, work on your form, get a little bit of a sweat on, cool down, and call it a day. So if you're prioritizing 2 hours at the gym or 2 hours of work over sleep when you like really need the sleep, your form is going to suck and the project is going to be a mess. So skip leg day if you need to sleep or eat, or just if you want to. I mean, some days you really do have to like push yourself through it, but you and your soul know the difference between I need to buckle down and do this and I really, really need to go and take care of myself. You know, whether that is sleep or eating or whatever it is, it could be a myriad of things. But I think the other thing is like, if you're craving a social outing, it's okay to go out instead of going to the gym. And if you really want to do both, that's okay. You know, that's more than okay. To do a 20-minute at-home workout and like right before your shower, before you get ready to go work out, like that's, I mean, before you get ready to go out with your friends, that is great, you know? And hustle culture just makes us think that we have to go hard all the time. There are no days off. The worst workout or project or party is the one that you don't do or go to. At the end of the last episode, I mentioned like a little journaling thinking prompt, and I got some good feedback on that. So it sounds like you guys are liking that. So I'm just going to keep doing that, kind of make it a thing. So I want you to think about, I just hit my computer. I want you to think about hustle culture in your own life. Are you a workaholic? Are you letting life pass you by while you hit the gym every single day? Are you partying when you need to sleep? Hustle culture takes a lot of forms, but it all comes down to just trying to stay busy all the time. So try to answer honestly and be as honest with yourself as you can. And then ask, is this what I need right now? Is this helping my physical health or my mental health? And if you get no's across the board, think of something that's going to give you a yes. Thank you guys so much for listening. I will talk to you next week. I hope you enjoy the rest of your week, and I'll see you on Monday.